Oh joy, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and thank you for downloading the Aluachs, the Daily Commute, where we try to take your time you would have spent on the road and make something good of it. Unless, of course, you're listening from the future and you actually have a commute, but that would be cheating. I'm Hanyu, and today I want to talk with you about a peculiar facet of the Christian way, and that is peculiar Christian joy. I say peculiar because I believe that joy is both misunderstood and missed out on by Christians all over. Now, this might be a two-part talk, who knows, but for now I want to focus in on why Christian joy is misunderstood. If I had to check out our culture's proverbial thermometer, now would not be a good time to be joyful. Apart from the current pandemic, we are also in an angry time of history. Just buy any newspaper and try reading through it without getting angry. I challenge you. And if anger isn't your opium of choice, we're also in an ever-increasing nihilistic moment. More than ever, authority is mocked, the past and traditions being rejected, and meaning has been tossed out of the window. Now is the time to mock, not be joyful. In short, I've noticed joy has a bad rap. And if I had to ask you to take a few seconds to conjure up in your mind's eye a picture of a joyful person, I'd be curious to hear what comes to mind. For myself, at least, it would be someone young, smiling persistently, and emotionally I'd expect that person to be happy all the time, like that ever-optimist we all know. Whatever your image is, let's just put it aside for a short while. Let's take a look at what the Bible says. When we turn to the New Testament, we see joy wherever we would expect it to be. For example, right there on the first page with Jesus' birth, we've got angels and animals, shepherds, family, and even that baby John the Baptizer filled with joy. The expectation of the ages is finally coming to pass, and it doesn't just stop there. We've got these highlights all over. When Jesus is announcing the kingdom, his hearers are filled with joy. The same happens with the resurrection. You've got disciples and women trying to outrun each other in eager anticipation of God resurrected. And that's all good and well, because that's exactly where I would expect to find joy. But if you were to turn just a few pages on through the New Testament, you might run into a passage like the following. James 1, verse 2 and 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And it's right there where the misunderstood proverbial record scratch goes off. Isn't joy the feeling you have when things are going well? When the baby is born or when you get good news? I almost originally titled this discussion The Peculiar Christian Emotion of Joy for that reason. But it seems like the biblical view of joy is one that is far deeper than we are so exposed to today. Now, that verse I read isn't the only voice saying this. All over the New Testament, we see people going through tremendous suffering, but somehow they're filled with joy. You've got Paul writing the most joyful book in the Bible, Philippians, from a Roman prison. You've got Peter writing in 1 Peter 1, verse 6, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." And he says this because he points out that it's refining his faith. And of course, then you've got that famous line by Paul that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, etc. So what then is Christian joy if not that caricature I conjured up earlier of that ever-optimist? How do we formulate it? Firstly, we see that joy isn't simply an emotion. It doesn't mean that you need to be cheery or chirpy the whole time. It's a much deeper constant state. it's in a rather strong contrast to our almost pathological pursuit of happiness. We all know how quickly happiness disappears. Secondly, Christian joy is peculiar in that it is part of our character and is something that we can grow in. Think of the fruit. Thirdly, and I feel most peculiarly, joy isn't context specific. This is most strikingly presented by Jesus himself. In Hebrews 12 verse 2, it says, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Fourth, real joy isn't abstract or detached. We read that it is coupled to the real hope of Jesus coming again. On top of that, he is also the source of our real joy. Together then, we see our joy being a steady, constant state, grounded in a future expectation of Jesus' coming, not dependent on where we are or what's going on around us. It's found in him and only him. Now, we're in a lockdown period right now. Maybe your job or business is on the line. Maybe your children or the lockdown itself is just driving you nuts. Whatever you're doing to pass the time, I want to invite you to give that peculiar and most underrated biblical joy a chance. Talk to the Holy Spirit to show you. You've got a few minutes, I know. Pour out your soul before God. His word says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I want to end off with a blessing for you. As you go into today and face its many challenges I'm sure it will bring, may it be filled with his joy. May you be like a branch attached to its vine. May you grow daily, ever more strong in his joy.